Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Iran now is rising in influence over there in this particular area because of the our actions that we've taken right here. As a matter of fact, listen up first to CBN News as they're reporting about what's taking place in the Middle East.
The president's foreign policy is coming under fire after signing the Geneva Accord with Iran. Many of America's traditional allies are asking if America is losing its influence in the Middle East. As Chris Mitchell reports from Jerusalem, the consequences are already rippling through the region.
After Geneva, many Middle East experts see a stronger Iran, a weaker America, and a region teetering on the brink.
So we in the Middle East, we in Israel, and as I see in the Arab press, because this is my business, to follow Arab press, they are confused and they don't believe anymore in American influence in the region.
For decades, American influence acted like a rudder steering events in the Middle East. Now, many Mideast experts, like former Israeli ambassador to Egypt, Zvi Mazel, believe the region is losing its way.
The Middle East lost its compass, you see? In the old times, there used to be the Soviet Union and the United States, but now everyone goes his own direction.
The perception is that America will not be here around for long, and Iran is the coming superpower.
A major change in U.S. Mideast policy is the attempt to turn Iran from an adversary to a friend.
It's not completely friend yet, but I'm saying it's on the way, too. I believe this is what President Obama sees, that there will be a dialogue with Iran and there will be relations with America, and Iran will become a good boy, a good student. We don't believe it.
The diplomatic courtship with Iran and the perception of waning U.S. influence have led to shifting and unprecedented alliances in the region. Since many Mideast nations see Iran as an existential threat, the Gulf states are considering uniting for their own self-defense. And both Egypt and Saudi Arabia have reached out to find another ally besides the United States.
There is now a dialogue between Saudi Arabia and Russia. It doesn't happen every day.
Can you believe it? Saudi Arabia. Prince Bandar went twice to Moscow lately.
Pincus, Mazel, and others now see the Middle East with America retreating and Russia advancing.
Putin is really a very happy man. Everywhere where America is going away, he's coming in immediately.
Mazel warns Russia's comeback in the Middle East is just one consequence of U.S. Mideast policy. He also warns if Iran does get a nuclear bomb, it would be the beginning of a Mideast nuclear arms race. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
Amazing. Totally, 100%. In our lifetime, we have seen prophecy be fulfilled and America lead the way. The perception there in the Middle East is America will no longer be there and Iran will be the new superpower.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully there's a lot of related articles on this that you can understand the context of what we're talking about here. All the way from the Cairo speech all the way to today, this has been a strategy. And the assumption is this, that they're going to be good boys.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying. That's what he just said. That's what he just said, quoting him. But you have to understand they have an apocalyptic viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Their government is about stirring up strife that allows their Iman to come back and save them. And you just don't want to say what's purely obvious, but we're the ones that empowered. I don't remember what the post is, but you're going to find it, the segment, in regards to where we went over and turned over the Arab, the Arab League to Putin. And so all 500 Muslims ended up up under Muslim countries, ended up under 500 million, up under Putin. Mm-hmm. And now Putin, Saudi Arabia, just like what had to happen with Prime Minister Netanyahu, had to go to Russia, the king of Russia, for help. Days are getting thick. And we as the church, we as Christians and Jews, we've got to stand up. We're going to be talking about in today's programs, four programs back to back as we're coming to the end of this one. Catch us in a few moments. We have to gain the strength. We have to get the wisdom. We have to get insight. We're about to enter into days that test men's souls. What you think, what you want, and what you feel. But our God's greater. For look up, our redemption draws near. We're talking about what's happening in Israel. Christian Arabs now are joining, doubling up in numbers as they're joining the Israeli Defense Force, which is their military, which is exciting, but also they're suffering persecution for doing it. One of them got beat to the point he got with a limb, I guess. I wouldn't call it a stick, right, because it put him in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And you find out more about it. And Jerusalem Post is reporting that, and it's on the VFN Torch, and you can hear it on the earlier segment as well. But also, now they are saying in the Middle East that their expectations are, we reported this in the earlier program, that their perception is in the Middle East that United States of America will soon be gone, and Iran will be the new superpower.
Wow.
And they believe that our president is banking on them being good guys. They're going to be good guys. And I don't think he's banking on that. He's a very intelligent man.
Right.
There's something else going on. Could be Alinsky, where you're pushing things to the edge and then mm-hmm. making the shift. Or, you know, could be a moment. End time. And now we turned over, we talked about turning over the Arab League, which is over 500 million Muslims, the Muslim nations, over to the king of Russia. You know, President Putin in Russia. Mm-hmm. And now that we reported, they're reporting, CBN News is reporting that the prince, the king of Saudi Arabia now is going to Russia as well. So yeah, the prime minister of Israel. I mean, these words are coming out of my mouth and I can't believe it. But we're going to be talking about, so the president of Saudi Arabia is going as well to President Putin to seek help because they're seeing that America soon won't be there. But prophetically, remember, God said every nation will turn against Israel. But the Christians won't. The Christians and Jews will stand together for the very fact that the number of Christians are doubling, that are joining the military to defend Israel, including Arab Christians. That's beautiful. That is a beautiful thing to see that, because this is the fulfillment of they won't see the Messiah until they say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Messiah. And the Christian or the Jewish World Congress just reported, and we had it on, you can see it, that they basically said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, your Lord, because you weren't silent for us, we won't be silent for you. And it looks like Christians and Jews will be standing together in the end times. It's being fulfilled in our presence. If you're not standing with Israel, you're missing out on your purpose. And if you stand with us, if you partner prayerfully and financially with VFN Radio and the daily VFN TV and the daily VFN Radio program, realize, you know, you're standing. You're standing for God and country in that order and for Israel. That's what we're doing nonstop, giving a biblical perspective, seeking a biblical perspective to what's taking place so we know what to do, our marching orders. And God is revealing, God is speaking. And so we're going to talk about in this particular program, if we get to all four programs today, is Secretary of State John Kerry now is urging, in the midst of all of this, mm-hmm. this perceived new superpower rising up called Iran. Chimney Ayatollah crickets, what are y'all doing? And with that, he's urging our lawmakers, you, through your representative, which they're probably not going to let you in the conversation, to stop these sanctions that are supposed to take place in 6 months after they fail at their attempt to whatever, which they're already backing out. It's just like, it's all flesh. You know? our Secretary of State, who was used to get us into this particular place as it was, starting with the bombing of Assad's Damascus type situation. It will not end well for JJ, for the route that our current leadership's taking, and who's on the face of this thing is John Kerry, Secretary of State John Kerry. But you got to hear it. You got to stay with us through all this conversation, because we can't say everything over and over and over again.
Right.
But it's not. Our president is one. This is what our president's pastor said. You have to understand that he was selected before you elected him. He has to be able to take care of those who selected him. And he was saying that in regards to, give him some time. He has to take care of this other stuff first. Well, this whole selected crew, whoever selected this transformable president, as they put it, they had expectations for the Middle East. They obviously had some expectations, how they wanted to handle Israel, how they wanted to handle the Muslim Brotherhood, and, whatever their reasoning is, you're messing with God when you're messing with Israel.
That's all right.
And some huge consequences. So we're going to be listening to CBN's reporting on that. Understand, when they're talking about stopping these sanctions, and they're just saying, listen, if you keep your word, if you do what you've agreed on, there's not going to be any more sanctions increased.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, it's going to increase. And they're saying, we'll hear more about that. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.